Now let's consider the question, what systematic statistical knowledge do we have about state ownership of media? So imagine doing cross-country regressions and seeing what is it that government ownership of media actually predicts. And we'll be drawing from this well-known piece called simply, Who Owns the Media? It's online. The authors look at data mostly from around the year 2000. They have data from 97 countries, and in general their regressions will adjust for the general level of state ownership in an economy, the level of autocracy, and also GNP per capita. And once that's done, and sometimes other controls will be added, we still get back to this core question, what does government ownership of media predict? One striking and quite general result from their data set is just how much it is that families and governments own media. It's quite rare for media companies to be widely held by broadly distributed share ownership, and that accounts for only about 4% of the companies they consider. If we look just at government, the state controls 29% of the newspapers in their sample, 60% of the TV stations, which is quite high, and even higher, 72% of the top radio stations. And when it's not the state, most of the rest are owned by families. This is evidence for an argument made originally by Harold Demsetz and also Kenneth Lane in a famous piece they published, and they argued that you tended to see concentrated ownership when there's some concrete benefit to actually controlling something. In this case, the benefit may be the ability to shape the intellectual or ideological content of the newspaper or TV station. And in those cases, some individual or some concentrated group in government will tend to either take over or buy up those shares and then own the company in concentrated fashion. By the way, that piece is called The Structure of Corporate Ownership. The data indicate that government ownership of media is very high, and indeed especially high, in Africa, North Africa, and the Middle East. Here are some other correlations, and these are perhaps not so surprising, but government ownership of media is more common in poor countries, it's more common in more interventionist countries, and it's more common in more autocratic countries. High government ownership of media is also correlated with more journalists being put into jail. Government ownership of media correlates negatively with citizens' rights, negatively with government effectiveness, and it correlates positively with corruption. Keep in mind, we're already controlling for the wealth of its country and its degree of autocracy, so there still seems to be an independent relationship on these variables. It's interesting that government ownership of newspapers is more important than government ownership of TV for most of the paper's results. So the negative consequences of government ownership of media seem to have something more directly to do with the newspaper effect. You'll note also that there are more wealthy countries, especially in Europe, where the government may own TV stations but may not be owning any newspapers at all. For whatever reasons, it seems that the more civically minded governments may indeed be willing to step into ownership of TV stations, but again, not newspapers. It would be interesting if we had a closer study of why that difference held to be the case. A very interesting and perhaps surprising feature of this paper is just how deeply the negative consequences of government ownership of media seem to run. For instance, it's correlated with inferior school attainment, also inferior school enrollment, and inferior pupil-teacher ratios. If we look at health, again we see a correlation with inferior health outcomes, and that includes life expectancy, infant mortality, and malnutrition. And again, in these cases, we are making appropriate adjustments for the wealth of the country. Of course, we don't know which way the causality runs. Is it that when government owns media, we get inferior outcomes in health and education? Or perhaps it's countries which have inferior outcomes in health and education where government takes over the media to prevent people from learning the entire truth. Arguably, it's a bit of both. There's another very good paper in this area, and that's by Peter Leeson. It's called Media Freedom, Political Knowledge, and Participation, and he finds some additional correlations. When there's government ownership of media, on average, citizens are more apathetic, they are less well informed about politics, and that's the case with either government ownership or regulation of media, and in those cases, Leeson is controlling for education spending. You can think of this paper as adding more to the list of negative consequences associated with government ownership of media and also control. Again, what's surprising is just how deep and far-reaching a lot of these effects run, and it suggests a picture where, again, media really do seem to matter for a lot of critical components of human life. And finally, if you'd like to see the reference to that original paper again, it is right here.